So begin by listening to all the sounds you can hear in the room. The energy of the music, the sound of my voice, the sound of the rising and falling of your breath. Feeling the liveliness of your body. The abundance of energy that renews you through spirit over and over again. So you never need to cling to abundance, an abundance of energy, of money, of love, creativity, because it's renewed and renewed and renewed through spirit. And going into the inner world, imagine that you're in a colorful and beautiful marketplace in an ancient city. And you're walking through the marketplace, admiring the abundance displayed. Beautiful fruit. Ripe vegetables, colorful. Bangles and bracelets. Multicolored scarf. And the energy of all the people walking through the marketplace, the bazaar, a community. And you feel the energy there. As you walk, you see a side road and decide to follow it. The path becomes dusty with beautiful old trees along the side of the path. And the music of the bazaar follows you as you walk. And you see a temple ahead of you. The music gets a little fainter. But you can still hear it as you open the temple door. The temple is filled with sunlight and vitality. No one is there. Very plain and bare. There's an altar with a vase of flowers. and a cushion. You sit down in front of the altar, still hearing the music. Gets a little fainter as you begin to meditate. And you go into your heart center. And contemplate what you experience as the block. Your abundance. And find its energetic shape. Beliefs are energy. And they have a form. And they are vibratory entities. So let that appear to you. And go to the very edges of that block. Find the very outer edges, the perimeter. And imagine stepping outside of it. And contemplating it as a set of beliefs. The function as a blockage of your energies, of the flow of your heart and of spirit. And drawing energy through the atmosphere of the temple and through your connection to spirit itself. Imagine the block melting, decomposing, shifting from a form into formlessness, and let it go back out into the universe. Just drift through your energy body, from your physical body to your energy body, all the way out to be taken up by universal energies. And now there's all this space in your heart. And in the space, go back what you encountered earlier. How would you imagine your abundance coming to you? How would you imagine being in it? As it manifests in your life, imagine it fully and vibrantly. What would it be like to live in this abundance, trusting that it is indeed renewed and renewed again? Because it comes from Spirit, which is an eternal source. Feel it as a vibrancy. Flowing through your heart center, your physical body, your energy body. We are bound by nothing except belief. This is a new belief. And it is your intention to manifest it, assisted by the divine. And resting with this, get up from the cushion. Leave the temple, leave the door unlocked. Go back out. Onto the path that leads you back to the bazaar. As you walk, you hear the music again. Coming closer and closer. To the energy, the vitality of the marketplace, the community, and follow the music all the way back into your body, into your heart, rest your left hand on your heart center and your right hand over it. Take a breath all the way in and all the way out. Let's know together the goodness for everyone, freedom for everyone. Saying to yourself, may I be happy. May all beings be happy. May I be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. May I be free from the roots of suffering. May all beings be free from the roots of suffering. May I be healthy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy and peaceful. Bless your body, the home of your incarnation. And slowly open your eyes and come back into the room. Stretch a little bit, come back to the circle.